Deanne, and we're here on Late Night with Deanne on RBN. We got a lot to talk about, a lot of things going on. First hour, we're going to talk more about the Sergeant Drew Peterson investigation, where Kathleen Scheibel and her now alleged murder is being investigated and where they are. And the problems surrounding this investigation that is not really being dealt with. There's some things out there that just really puts all kinds of question marks in my head, and I want to know what you think. The bottom line is that there's certain things that people are supposed to do in prosecuting and looking into crimes. And then there's the issue of the insurance policy, which we're going to cover here. Yes, there was an insurance policy dealing with Kathleen Scheibel. And the thing is that I brought a lot of this stuff up, you know, on this broadcast before the mainstream press brought it up, that he probably put it in a container and still feel very strongly that she was put in a storage unit somewhere out there in, you know, the area. Probably moved now because it seems that tracks are being covered and stories are being twisted so that individuals won't get in the way of some problems in this. So we're going to talk about that in the first hour. Second hour, we're going to have Ross Amer, a former United Airlines pilot, and he was a very good close friend to the pilot that flew the flight in Pennsylvania during September 11th. We're going to talk to him about that day on September 11th and the problems that surrounded it. And we're also going to also go into the situation with United Airlines, how this money, these trusts, how this money that you put into reserve in your companies and businesses, what happens? And we have a special guest on that's an expert in this. We're going to be talking about your money and how these 401ks and retirement accounts work and the problem. Huge issue, something you should know about, and we're going to be covering it here. I'm going to check, is John here? John Anastasis, are you here? Oh, John's not here yet, but anyway, we're dealing with very weird weather all over. There was a blizzard or some type of thing blew into Chicago, and I know John was telling me out there where he was, there was some problems out there with icing up cold and snowing and stuff, so probably he hasn't reached his point yet. So callers, if you want to call in, the call-in number here is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And by the way, I'm looking for Will. Will, I want you to give me a call. Will in Missouri, you know who you are. I've been trying to reach you. Just want to let you know. I want to make sure you're okay. Give me a ring because I want to talk to you. Also, I want to thank a good friend of mine that's out there in Arkansas. His name is John Charles Healy. He's been working with the Homeless Broadcast. I want to thank him for all the work and help he's been giving me out there. And we'll be back after this break. Callers, 800-313-9443. Be right back up.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for this sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes.
Hi, we're back, and it's Deanne on Late Night with Deanne on RBN. And I'm on Truth Radio Monday through Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Time. Hey, folks, we got a brand new show coming up from 8 o'clock next week all the way through a Friday. And it's coming out of Idaho. We have an Idaho report done by Bill in Idaho. And it's going to be on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I'm sorry, not Blog Talk, but on NowLive.com, NowLive.com. He's going to be on for 2 hours talking about the things that are going on affecting folks in Idaho and neighboring areas. And I just want to welcome him on board to the family and putting together. I'm trying to get you all to be involved, really involved with the media, and put together broadcasts here in your town to report what is going on, because we need real news, not this stuff that's coming out here that's orchestrated, but real news. So if you want to get involved, let me know. Call me at 630-666, excuse me on that, it wasn't me, 666-8528, or 630-930-9782, 630-930-9782, or email me at Deanne, D-A-N-N-E, D as in David, A-N-N-E, dot B as in boy, U-R-L-E-Y, at gmail.com. Now, I'm going to go on and talk until, I hope John's okay, and because this weather in these areas is so weird, but I'm waiting for him to call in, but we're going to talk about this thing with this Sergeant Drew Peterson case that's out of Bolingbrook, Illinois, and disturbing facts and something that kind of rolls into a rather interesting parts of these other broadcasts I'm going to be doing this these hours on the show. I had mentioned here that I had gone through the autopsy report from before and the one current. The current autopsy report was done by a private individual, a private person that was hired by the family to conduct the report. And since he was not licensed in the state of Illinois, there has been statements and rumors that all he could do was stand in on the secondary autopsy and report an observation of what he saw in regards to the wounds and conclude what he found was very much similar to the first report, where the wounds were to the back of her head and to areas on her body, and there were wounds similar to that of someone protecting themselves from being struck, not falling, I would say, just from what I saw, and that she had fell into the bathtub or fell into the bathtub from these things, which concludes to the fact that it seems as though that was a murder. And that's what the coroner came up with, and that's what the hired private coroner came up with. So then they ruled it as a homicide, not a accidental death. Now, I'm going to talk about this issue, and this is a very important one. During the time of the life of this poor woman, Kathleen Scheibel, when Drew Peterson began his relationship with then a 15-year-old, which they're now changing to 17, and had this relationship with her, there was a situation that he would bring her around his ex-wife. He brought her around to basically humiliate her. It's a very abusive part of what abusers normally do in relationships. They have to basically put another woman down or put her in her place or break her will or spirit. So in this case, he got tired of or wanted to control Kathleen. And she knew something, by the way, because there is a report that she made a statement in one of these orders. She only had one order of protection. And it said that she was fearful of her life because she was trying to tell somebody something about Drew Peterson. Very interesting to read. There was also reports, too, that she was pregnant at the time when she went into the hospital in Hinsdale and had wounds about her head and areas of her face and from being attacked again by this man. They've said that her head was rammed, I think, into a table, if I remember correctly. A copy of this report is on my blog. If you go into I think I have it up on conspiracy radio network.webpaint.com, you know, or just Google my name and Drew Peterson in Google, and it should pop up. But then, you know, again, there were wounds about her head when they had gone and pulled her for autopsy. Now, the other state of affairs, there was an argument always ensuing between his ex-wife, Kathleen, and also Stacy. And it seems that Stacy was involved with some of the abuse to Kathleen. Now, there is a report currently that Stacy had gone to a clerk here and stated that she was fearful of her life because Drew had told her that he had murdered his wife, his third wife. I have a feeling, and I might be wrong, and this, I'm just saying allegations from what I'm seeing and looking in patterns, and this is what a forensic journalist does. I would say, and I might be wrong, that she was present when Stacy died. Now, the reason I'm saying that is because all the evidence I've seen, it seems as that he was bringing her around to basically humiliate his wife or his ex-wife. He brought her to their home when he was abusing Kathleen in the front lawn, throwing her to the ground, kneeling on her back, crafting her and putting her in a squad car while he was off duty, dressed in a SWAT uniform, and arresting her in front of her kids. When that happened, Stacy was there holding the kids. Then there was a situation where Stacy alleged that Kathleen hit her in the face, and Kathleen was arrested. And this went on and on and on. So every time there was an abuse or any time things went on, it seems that he had his very young girlfriend with him. Now, not saying or putting back the fact that we should be looking for Stacy, and the Stacy issue of her being missing is very important. But the thing is that if you look into this and read into it, you see a pattern, and the pattern is illuminating in the fact that there is something going on that somebody needs to do something with quickly, and they're not looking into these things. Now, going to the insurance issue, Kathleen had over $1 million policy that we know of. Now, there probably were others. The insurance policy was originally written out to Drew Peterson. Now, because of her death being ruled an accidental homicide, well, accidental, not homicide, that meant that the $1 million was paid off, out. Now, there is alluding rumors going around that the $1 million never went to Drew because she changed her will and it went to the family. But then again, how do we know that? And how do we not know if there are other outside policies that he had that maybe explains why he has a plane and why he is able to afford all these types of things? And again, does it make sense to you that it was a situation that Drew Peterson had a friend and also a police officer who was a friend on the coroner's board when they did their first autopsy report? Because, see, if he had two in a matter of six individuals there, that meant that the information there on the autopsy report and the finding of the coroner was kind of influenced. And that means that also, if it was influenced, you have three ways to go. Either it's a homicide, a suicide, or accidental death. Now, if it is an insurance policy will not pay for column A, B, but it will pay for accidental death. That's what insurance is about. Insurance is not going to pay for you murdering somebody or somebody dying of suicide, but it will pay for accidental death. Now, again, since it has been currently ruled a homicide, what happens to that money that was paid out from 2004, which somebody received? Now, I would think that because of the policy being out and now it's being a homicide, that there should be a huge investigation by the insurance agencies to find out what is going on, because they paid out about $1 million on one policy that we know of. And where did that money go? Now, this brings into another situation, too, about Stacy Peterson's mother. Now, it said, too, Stacy became pretty depressed and, you know, when her mother just kind of vanished. And then all of a sudden in the newspapers, they started writing these stories about her being an alcoholic, drinking a whole carton of beer in one sitting and one day and acting out, and the police coming and arresting her, and they put a mugshot of her in the paper, you know, showing her being arrested for drinking a whole carton of beer. And then, like, okay, so she drank a whole carton of beer. So, you know, again, it's bad. It's a horrible situation. But the woman lost two of her children, one to fire, one to SIDS. Her 15-year-old daughter was going with an older man. So wouldn't you drink? Well, nobody listens to you. We'll be back after this break. Callers, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, we're back. We're here on RBN, and we're here with John. John, are you there?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah. Hey, how are you doing?
Good, good. Sorry to be late. The phone got tied up here at the house, and so they just let me in.
Oh, okay. Everything's okay, though.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I was talking about the Drew Peterson case and the insurance issue, and I was talking about the fact, just before you came on, that, you know, you had this situation that they paid out the insurance, and the insurance been paid out since 2004, since her death, and Kathleen's death, that is. And, you know, he had a couple people stacked up on the board to, you know, entered in the situation that this was found as, you know, accidental homicide. Now it's a murder. So now what happens with the insurance? What do you think, John?
Well, isn't it awful convenient that it was a murder when it was ledgered up to be an accidental death? They already recognize it to be a murder. If you or I did this, I think the insurance fraud department would be knocking our door down. And also, if it was a realistic world, wouldn't there be people in the policing, the top dogs of the policing agency that let that report get ledgered, would be looking for a job, if not some jail time of their own, and, you know, trying to recoup the money and see who was all involved in this treachery.
Well, that's the whole thing. That's very curious because, you know, again, there's nothing in the press about it, the little information about the insurance. I was the one that came up and talked about the fact that, you know, this thing about the body being in a container and now all of a sudden, you know, boom. Somebody saw somebody with a container. I said, storage bin. Say it again, storage bin. You know, it probably has been moved from the storage bin now, but that is a pattern, you know. And what do you think on that? What is your opinion?
Well, I'm worried that it's a test case to see. It's like I reference a lot of times the Clinton scenario where we have $24 or $40 million and we have closure. And the truth of the matter is, Linda Tripp called into the FBI having coffee one morning, gave them an audio tape of a phone conversation with Lewinsky. Lewinsky immediately confessed and gave them the dress. And so what cost the $24 or $40 million? And then they give us the song and dance while we have closure. And we're supposed to accept this as we're supposed to accept the JFK assassination. We're supposed to accept all this lies that they give us about, you know, adjusting our medications or adjusting our minerals and vitamins, and we're too stupid to do it on our own and to take on the police state because these police officers aren't doing their job, supposedly. But it's like they're going to almost let this guy go as they do the congressman and everything, and because he's still not in jail. I mean, here we have a murder. We have him covering up an association of it. We have an association to cover up of the report by just the policing agency, not just by one individual. This has to go through several hands, and so now the corruption is getting pretty deep. Again, I kind of see it as a point to where they want to go to the, what is it, $47 billion being spent for FEMA, and mm-hmm. they want to delete and go to the, they're going to say our police departments aren't doing a good job, and attach it to the Constitution and delete the Constitution and go to the FEMA program as a new world order. And people, just remember, FEMA handled 9/11. They were there the day before. They helped orchestrate it. FEMA was there at Katrina and in New Orleans. Now we were 4 or 5 days before we let people in there, and then we disarmed them and actually shot some people and those kind of things. We let military troops in from other countries. This wasn't a good organization. This is... you know, as JFK, if you go back to the Strutter film, before President Kennedy was shot, they stopped the chase vehicle behind her. They stopped his vehicle, took the CIA agents off the back of the car, and told them to stand down. Mm-hmm. And they were asking why. And the president was let alone to be in a wide-open target. Now, the only persons that knew to do that was the orchestrating CIA officer. And the lead orchestrating CIA commander was George W. Bush. So we had to take over the country with this JFK assassination from the Bush family. And it's continuing up through today. They're saying that now we're part of Mexico and part of Canada. And we're, if you go into Black's Law Dictionary, the last edition, they say the United States is a historical point. How far do we let this go?
Well, the thing is that, you know, how far do we let this go, folks? You know, like John was saying, if it was you, I, or anyone else, major investigation. In fact, if it was $1 million, would you get it? You had an insurance situation. Did you get anything from it?
Yeah, I got heartburn is what I got. what's kind of amazing is I'm a nobody. I'm a farmer. I'm a waste hauler that I put two things together and made it work. And I had this huge lie beset me, and I kind of think I'm a Cowintel pro where they wanted to knock farmers out, and they used me for a test program to knock the farm out, see how fast they could put it down. And they didn't expect me to pick up on the details. And the details showed that the vets lied. They showed Cornell University lying. They showed the courthouse being corrupted and changing laboratory reports in New York State Insurance Fraud Department, destroying evidence, lawyers losing stamp documented evidence for 7 months, the Bar Association finding nothing wrong with that, the court changing minutes of court and having complete perjury, and the DA doing nothing. How far can we go? I mean, and then everybody's getting promoted. Everybody that's...
We're going to break and we'll be right back up. What do you think about this? Call in. Let me hear from you. I think it's crazy, but we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
Hi, we're back. It's Late Night with Deanna and callers, 800-313-9443. We have Bill from Idaho, my friend, who's now got his own broadcast coming up next week, Monday through Friday, on Now Live. Bill, are you there?
Yes, Bill? I am. Yes, I was just listening in. It's great to hear you guys on the air, as usual. Beautiful area, beautiful light snow this evening, and extremely cold. I understand everybody's getting part of this winter storm, and we're just sitting in and listening to all that's going on in the area. Good evening to John and yourself and the audience.
So what do you think about this Drew Peterson case and the insurance issue of it?
Well, you know, I'm just far enough away from it to just see the common patterns of the underwriting aspects of this throughout a number of different cases in the country. The national and international financial situation hinges on tranches and debentures, insurance on large blocks of investment funds that are taken out on very poor risk packages of investments throughout the years, and yet at the same time it goes all the way back through and into what is going on at an individual situation in a family or a community. It all seems to have a single pattern through a corporate financial interest of gain. I think it mentions in the Bible that would go on until the end of the game or end game. And the commonality of this is just tragic, considering how many people and lives it's affecting and the ultimate deleterious effect on what we would presume to have in the trust in our public servants, their offices, and certainly in the police community. And if even 10% of what is being speculated is meeting another dot in another area or a specific sphere of influence, it's really tragic, as usual.
Well, there's another thing on this case, too, that's amazing, too. This is on the heels of another case that was in Chicago, SOS, which was the elite police force that no one knew anything about. And they were strong-arming people in restaurants and taking bribes and taking money and coercing drugs on the street. And anyway, they got found out because one of the officers tried to put a hit on another one. And because of that, he went and brought the other fellow officers in, and that one got arrested. So it was, they had been doing this strong-arming and looting and vandalizing of the public on the south side of Chicago, going back as far as they admitted to 2000, and the outcome was to straighten this matter out was just to get rid of them.
Yeah,
and it got covered up and nothing happened.
Yeah, it's always easier to do that. It's a lot less messy, and it gets it out of the public eye for whichever portion of the public at that particular time and place actually is awake enough to recognize what's going on. The simplest and quickest way to clean the situation up. But if you look at the situation, I'm sure John and you are aware, but possibly some of the audience might not be aware, that the situation with the expatriation of the poor Mexican hardworking political as well as economic refugees that are being forced over our borders daily, the large multi-billionaires in Mexico, a lot of them European and certainly not Mexican, nominally Teutonic in race, are shipping those people over because of devastating economic and social tragedy, if not warfare, just like the silent warfare that's being performed against us presently by an all-encompassing, all-powerful, militarized government that doesn't pay their police. But what they do is basically give them letters of mark, which allows them the authority to carry a badge and a gun and harass, threaten, intimidate, and harvest the poor Mexican public and steal, intimidate, and threaten them, just like what was going on in that case over in New York or over in Chicago. And basically they derive their middle-class status and their economic sustenance by abusing their public. So then finally their public gets sick and tired and afraid enough of what's going on and then have to escape. So it's a pretty well-orchestrated corporate design of abuse at all levels that insulates them while getting their corporate goals met. You can't look at anything that's going on nationally and internationally anymore that doesn't have some very large military-industrial complex corporate sponsorship and or a fascistic relationship between large business and state with the military, directly impinging on the quality of life, as John so accurately described in his situation.
Well, John, what do you think about that?
Well, the as far as just the whole works of the insurance scam, none of us could do this. As far as the insurance regulations, the rates are supposedly established by the expense of insurance claim. So here we have a false claim of increase. We have, as Bill was talking about, we're getting into the Rex 84 program of bringing the aliens or immigrants into this country. And there'll be a collection of them also at the end. They're not aware of this, but as they all come in this country, as the CIA has taught them that, oh, they own the Southeast and or the Southwest, and that they're just reestablishing it, their education level has allowed them to be manipulated into the use of corrupting this country. As we can't teach our children, as two different languages exist in the schoolrooms, as they bring in, you know, this is a good example of where vaccinations really aren't doing anything, because as they already have TB, they already have different diseases they're bringing in. They're touching every one of our food staffs. They're helping not only pick our food and harvest our food, they're actually processing our food. They're with our children. And yet we don't have a huge epidemic of disease. And so we have different flags showing here of them poisoning us with their mercury. I just had a gentleman yesterday that his son has, I can't think of the term they use when you get a vaccination and they're dumbed down. But in the interim of that, they were forcing him to have more vaccinations this year with his three children, and they gave him the option of having Tamiflu or Tamiflu-free vaccinations. So they're, even though they say they've eliminated the mercury out of the vaccinations, the option is still open today, which I don't know if it would be a true option or not. They're willing to poison us. So I mean, they might just tell us, oh, okay, you had the vaccination without Tamiflu. And I was glad to see the article in the New York Post last week where a doctor was actually forging the paperwork to say that children had the vaccination, and the truth of the matter is they got nothing. And as we had that, talked about that $20 million theft of the Liberty Dollar program by the FBI and the CIA or whoever, that was also listed in the Derry Brownfield program, and also I see it listed on the Idaho Observer had a pretty good article on it. And so at least things are starting to get, or people are starting to become aware through the side media here of what's going on. And you know, as we're talking about like the Peterson theft here, I believe it's kind of a test a little bit. It's also a cover-up, just as O.J. Simpson's a cover-up. They're keeping the public busy now, wondering what's going on, but it's a twofold deal. They're doing other things in other locations.
Exactly.
That are really downing us. And, again, they're using this still as a tool to say, okay, they let the cop go because he's a cop, and they don't touch cops. In fact, they're making the laws that if you touch a cop, you die.
Well, here's a good example, too. I'm looking at the National Enquirer. And folks, you know, you hear the Enquirer, you say, oh, that's all, here we go and stuff. But you know what? The National Enquirer was the Sun publication that was reporting something in regards to the Iraqi war, and that's the one that got the anthrax.
Military-grade
anthrax that didn't exist in any other situation, and it just kind of like hit the building. You know, they said that somebody came in there and did, you know, send a letter through the postal service, and I'm going to explain why that didn't happen that way either in detail, but I'm going to let you hear this in the National Enquirer, because this is another situation. They said in the mid-1980s, the brother of a woman the cop was friendly with was found hung in his garage. after he threatened to kill Peterson if he did not leave his sister alone, according to sources. Peterson was the first cop at the scene of the suspected suicide and later said the victim had a drug problem. So, you know, here's another one. And another, how many other ones are there out there? Now, again, I'm going to say this again. If that happened to any one of us three, any one of you guys listening out there, and you were suspected, they would hang you in the media immediately, hang you upside down in the media, and immediately you would be arrested. Now, this thing, again, like I said, it parallels this case here, which is in Bolingbrook, which covers three different counties, by the way, not just Bolingbrook. There are other policing agencies involved in this as well in covering up. Because, remember, Drew Peterson was reported during the time the Stacy was missing to another police department that refused to take the information from those people and told them to go back in the Bolingbrook, which was the offender. Now, there's a picture of Stacy Peterson in this magazine, too, holding her son. Now, this was during the marriage ceremony, and the baby looks like the baby's about either 2.5 years old. And if he married her when she was 17, folks, was that subtract numbers? Just subtract numbers. So what is that? Illinois law is anything, anyone under the age of 17 is not considered consensual sex. And it is a violation. So that means that police can do this? Now the thing is interesting, too. While this case is going on, there was a police officer, not a police officer, 911 worker involved out in another area, and he is currently in jail for soliciting sex with a minor. And again, the minor he was dealing with was 17 years old. So why is this guy allowed carte blanche? And now, as John was saying, too, and while we're looking at these different forms of Petersons, because there's been four Petersons thus far that have been involved with murder crimes, and two of them of a very similar pattern. This Stacy Peterson, there was Lacey Peterson, and, you know, you had Scott Peterson, and you got Drew Peterson, and those cases are pretty much, you know, very close and parallel. So while you're looking at these cases, by the way, what's happening over there in Iraq? What's happening with all this money being looted, bank robberies that we don't hear about, the thing that happened down there in Idaho where you had the Liberty Mint robbed? You have a situation that Mark Furman was removed from his broadcast because he brought up something about some senators and some monies that were missing.
And
this money
producer.
Had... Pardon?
And his producer... Rebecca Mack is no longer there.
Right.
That's a pretty clean sweep.
Right, because all this money that's being orchestrated all over the countryside that's getting little media because you have these high-level media cases they're milking out on TV, milking them. Because, see, it shouldn't take a rocket scientist to understand you got a person there that's out of control, and that person should be locked up. So once that person's locked up, do you think the media should be jumping all over it like it is until it's actually being heard in court? They're dragging this and milking it in the courts, in the not in the courts, but in the media, because they're covering this because there's something else that we're right before us that we can't see because they keep showing us this, and there's something even worse around the back. Am I right on that, Bill and John?
John, go ahead. John?
John, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of interesting. I don't know if you saw the DVD or the report on President Bush trying to speak to the Israeli and the Pakistan leaders, but he couldn't even pronounce their names. And the picture in the paper of the Israeli leader looking at Mr. Bush in disgust, I want to say in awe of a stamped idiot, and wondering how the heck he's able to do or be in the position he's in. It's a very poor sign of what our country's statute is, I guess. I'm not the greatest speaker in the world, but I'm not president. And when you get to be that position, you should be sharp as a whip. And I'm sorry. I'm embarrassed, I'll be honest with you.
That's what I was going to mention, John. It is an embarrassment. I mean, a once wonderful, righteous and just constitutional republic would be browbeaten, intimidated, and threatened into the hypocrisy of a democracy that would allow, quote-unquote, the public, really, American individual lawful status by Black's Law Dictionary, are sovereigns, sovereign inhabitants, free people upon the land, and actually be intimidated into the hypocrisy of a democracy that would allow them to go on.
We're going to break, and we'll be right back after break and talk more on this. The caller is 800-313-9443.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Hi, we're back, and it's Late Night with Deanne. Callers, 800-313-9443, and we have a caller in Pennsylvania. Are you there?
Hello, Miss Burley.
Yes, hi.
Good evening, Miss Burley and Farmer John. Thank you for taking the call. Farmer John, I'm not so sure you're absolutely ashamed of that guy that was selected for the White House, but perhaps ashamed of the Babylonian Masonic system that got him in there.
Well, the whatever way you want to look at it, it's pretty embarrassing.
And we did see that video you spoke of, Farmer John, there about how the men were called off of the JFK's limo there, and you said that Poppy Bush had the absolute orders to draw off those men.
Well, he was the head of the House of the CIA at that time, I believe.
And that's who would have had the authority to do that?
Correct.
Wow. That's interesting. Well, I'll tell you what, Miss Burley, I know you like the exposers, the expose people out there. Have you heard of a man by the name of Jim Phelps? He's a he's an early retired environmental scientist.
No, I have not.
No, you haven't. I think you would be most welcome, and also Farmer John, to hear him. He has a website that's called JoeWatch.com.
Well, maybe you can explain what he has.
Oh, actually, it's quite an expose, Miss Burley, on the assassination of Mr. Kennedy there, and also Martin Luther King, and just a bunch of other technical info, because he was absolutely a past employee of Oak Ridge National Laboratory.
Mm-hmm.
And he has quite a bit of things that pertain to you and everyone else this very moment.
Pertains to me?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, ma'am, and our children and all. Because I would just love to see you have him as a guest on your program.
Well, what does he have in pertaining to me?
Oh, my goodness. Your health and our children's health, ma'am.
Hmm.
What was the beginning of that? Was somethingwatch.com?
DOE, Farmer John.
Oh, okay.
Doe Watch. Yeah, that stands for Department of Energy. But anyhow, it is DoeWatch.com. The man's name is Jim Phelps.
Got that. I've heard of him before. I think I've heard of him speak on, I believe, Genesis with possibly Alex Jones.
Well, I'll tell you what, Miss Burley, if you could get this man on, he would be quite an expose person, and I don't think very many of our lives would be the same after you heard his testimony.
Okay, well, I will look at that. Let me ask you, what do you feel about the fact that we have a situation going on across the United States with law enforcement doing things that is borderline or beyond illegal and being kept on the force, and where the citizens have no right to question or seek these people to be removed? What is your opinion that we're going to break? And if you could hold on, I just want to hear how you feel law enforcement is going on in your area. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic